It's Sarah and Vinny.
Fiona Apple reached out to Sinead O'Connor. You remember early last week, I think, Sinead O'Connor put a 12-minute video on Facebook. It's heartbreaking. She's alone in like a Motel 6 or, you know, some motel chain.
Days In
or something. And she's crying and she's, you know, we're different. We're mentally ill. I shouldn't be alone. It's just awful to see how she's living. So she said, you've got to take care of us. We're not like everybody. So it got Fiona Apple's attention, who shared her own video to let O'Connor know that she isn't alone. She said, hello. Actually, you can probably find this video, although I'm just going to rip through this. Hello, Sinead O'Connor. I'm Fiona Apple. I want you to know that you are my hero as well. And I just saw the video of you, and I don't want you to feel like that. I don't want you to feel like that. You've given so much, and I wish I could be there. I wish I could be of some use to you. I wish I could. I'm your friend. That's all I want to say, and you're my hero. On Thursday, Sinead O'Connor went back to Facebook to give an update on her status, and after being hospitalized and, quote, re-diagnosed, she wrote, I'm now back on depression meds and also meds for PTSD. I have the best doctor and medical team now that I've ever had, and today I woke up beaming, smiling for no reason at all. Every day I'm more like me, alive like the sun is coming up more every day. So, sounds like she's... on the mend. But isn't that nice that Fiona reached out to her?
Yeah.
I love Fiona Apple.
Yeah, well, I guess I won't say it.
Go ahead and say it.
Well, update us a little more regularly. If you're going to put out a bleak video like that and then you get to the doctor and get some meds, how about saying, I'm okay?
Mm.
Like before someone has to ask you.
Right.
Yikes.
Well,
I was actually thinking the opposite, Vinny. I was thinking, wow, so just 2 days later, she's okay. And she's on back on her meds. I didn't realize meds work that quickly.
Yeah, I thought they took a little time.
Yeah,
but whatever.
Well, yeah, we don't know.
As long as she's feeling better.
Yeah,
it's good news. Bruno Mars has donated $1 million to the Flint water crisis. He was in Michigan at the Palace of Auburn Hills, and he told the audience there that he and the tour promoter Live Nation would be redirecting funds from the concert to the Community Foundation of Greater Flint, which is a charity. As I'm sure you're aware, in 2014, Flint switched water sources, failed to add corrosion-reducing phosphates, and lead leached into the water. Mars said in a statement, as people, especially as Americans, we need to stand together and make sure something like this never happens in any community ever again. And so that's on his world tour. He and Live Nation took $1 million out of the take. And
that's awesome.
Gave it to the water. Yes, Vinny.
Quick update. Jessie J has a misspelled tattoo on her right hip that says, don't lose who you are in the blur of the stars. It is supposed to say, don't lose.
That's a common one.
And she actually admitted that she's the one that wrote it out wrong for the tattoo artist.
You'd think he'd be like,
are you sure?
Hold on, that's loose. Maybe she just means don't let yourself loose out in the stars.
Here's the worst part. It's a line from one of her own songs.
That's funny. Donald Trump was born in Queens, New York, and there's a property on Airbnb. It's about an hour from Times Square on the subway. It's going for $750 a night on Airbnb because it's the house President Trump lived in for the first 4 years of his life. And they're saying he was conceived there. Couples are booking it for a romantic weekend so that they can try to get pregnant. Here's some shots of it, Vinny. It's just the little Tudor house. They want to get pregnant in his parents' old bedroom. I know. Well, the people love him, I guess. The price changes depending on when you go, but it's like $750, $800 a night for the whole house. There's a minimum of two nights on the weekend. You also get unlimited Wheaties for breakfast, and there's a life-size cardboard cutout of Trump in the living room so that you can, I don't know, talk to him for whatever reason you might need that. The listing says you can't throw parties, and the owner lives on site, so it'd be tough if you didn't like Trump and just want to go trash the place,
point was to conceive where he was...
Well, that's certainly, you know, one. They say that's what a lot of people are doing, booking it for that reason. So you can actually check out the listing on Airbnb. Most of August and September are booked, but it looks like it's wide open in October. A little trip to New York, stay in Trump's house. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Things that seem normal to Americans, but people from other countries don't get it.
Mm.
I'll tell you that and more after these.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon. All this week, we have One Republic, James Arthur, and Fitz in the Tantrums tickets. They're going to be at Shoreline on August 26th and in Concord on the 27th. And we have tickets to one or the other of those shows every hour, 9 to 4. So 9 o'clock is your first chance to win. Be calling number 97. At that point, we'll give you a cue to call. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon.
Jane, you're playing a game called Hard to Get by Its Real Name.
Jesse J stole her look from Jane.
That you just don't. You know, that's probably true.
Oh, I know it's true. Yeah.
She looks just like Jane.
I just pulled it up and was like, oh my God. That lady stole Jane's look.
Yeah.
Bitch stole my look.
Oh.
Whoa. Anyway, Jane this afternoon, everyone. She's the best DJ in the country in the afternoon.
Oh,
and
amazing.
Picks music like you wouldn't. Well, you listen to our station.
So you know.
Doi.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. What?
She even picked that song.
Right.
Jane, you're playing a game called Hard to Get by Its Real Name.
Actually, if I could say in defense of Jane, she wouldn't have picked that song.
No, she loves that song.
No, she doesn't.
Sure she does.
I'm sure
she loves it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All of her heart.
What are you doing, dude?
Play it.
I'm playing the Jane song.
All right.
That's good.
Sorry, Jane. I'm going to have to start plugging you. That's back. Anyway, 10 things that seem totally normal to Americans but confuse the hell out of tourists from other countries. So people visiting America. See what we're up to and do not get it.
Okay.
All our money is the same size and mostly the same color.
Yeah.
You've noticed that as you've traveled? How's Iceland's money?
I don't remember.
Multi-sized?
I don't remember.
What do you mean you don't remember? It was like 2 years ago.
No, that was a while ago. I don't remember.
3 years ago at the most.
2013, I think.
Get
I'm looking at it. It's super colorful. There's a chick in a really big hat. Show them the picture of the chick in the big hat. It's very happy. She's very happy.
I totally don't remember.
It's still not that long ago, 2013. It's only 2017.
Yeah, I got it right here.
I mean, how long ago do you think 2013 was?
Oh,
oh, look at that.
Wow, this is my credit card.
There's a lot going on in that money.
You see the hat?
I do remember that money. How funny.
You guys see the hat?
Yeah, we see the hat.
Right. Yeah, it's a Kron. It's like a Kronus or something, I think, is the name of the money.
It's not just a
Krona.
I do not like that style.
You don't like that style? So happy.
What about the necklace?
Looks like
Yuck.
A quilt.
That's one of those.
One of those what? You're going to defend that necklace?
I'm not going to defend it, but that's like you'd see that in like the Victorian era. The English ladies would wear
What's that necklace.
Oh, my
called?
People
your
wear
people,
those?
People, Vinny. They don't wear them anymore. I think that's probably a picture of some you know old what? Historical figure, right?
I identify, when I think of my people, I think of the guys in The Clash. Okay?
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
All right. So they wouldn't be caught dead wearing a collar like that?
Would they? Would probably. Joe Strummer wear that?
He probably would.
He would not.
He's into it.
Look at the amount of work that fashion was back in the day. Oh, man.
It's awful.
That hat.
Yeah, and her head's wrapped like she has a head wound.
I know.
I don't understand. She's got to be.
I thought that was a good look.
I'm sure it's a historical figure.
Well, so then you guys are with me. I said that, and you're like, what?
Oh, I like those. The collars, though, on costumes and stuff. Like, you see that on...
Anyone know what that chick's name is with the big hat?
Miss Iceland 1942.
Things that seem totally normal to Americans but confuse the hell out of tourists. Pharmacies that sell beer and cigarettes.
Oh.
It does seem like a lot of people, I think it was CVS specifically stopped selling cigarettes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like said, we sell medicine, not cigarettes.
Still sell you a pack of beer though. Six pack of beer.
Well.
Will they? I'm actually not sure.
Yeah, and hard alcohol as well.
I don't buy liquor at CVS usually.
I think that's the beauty of California.
Right. So you walk in any store and get whatever you want.
Get your stuff when you need it. Mm. You don't need to go to the state store
or whatever.
So are they
confused
or
are they like, oh my God,
the line.
How convenient is this?
Servers who are working for tips, which makes them way more attentive and always asking, is everything okay?
Yeah.
I've been told, actually it's the missus, she said that, yeah, you might not see a waiter for an hour.
Oh yeah, no, they're just gone. They've taken your order and they'll be back with the bill when you can find them at some point.
But they expect that you plan to be, a restaurant trip takes 3 hours there and it's normal.
Right.
I'd be like going in back to find the guy. Dude, right. Give me my check. I'm done.
Or
what
I'd
happened
be like,
to you?
Let me order my stuff now and I'll take my check now as well.
God.
Right.
You're going to be here all day?
Well, in a lot
no
of Europe,
else.
That's what they want. They expect it. They figure when you sit down, you're going to be there for 3 hours.
Don't they want to get them in and get them out?
Guess not.
I'm assuming they must when they don't have the time, they just make food at home. We eat out a lot, you know, and I don't mean we, I mean Americans eat out a lot. Mm-hmm. And often it's not because we're out for a special night. It's because it's Tuesday. And no one wants to do dishes.
I don't know. And our relationship with food is just so different than, like, I mean, and I love to savor a meal. But we sat down for dinner in Italy. And I'm telling you, that was 3.5. It was like a 4-course thing. And it just, you know, 25, 30 minutes between each course. But you have to relax. You know it's going to be that. And it actually makes it kind of pleasurable. You're looking around. You're talking. Drinking. You know, I'd go back to smoking sitting around like that.
You just can't leave
everybody
me.
Everybody does.
They smoke at the table?
I don't know if they were smoking in
they
Italy
don't have
at the
that
table.
10 or 15 feet rule that we have here. Right?
No, they don't.
Yeah, they're smoking all over the place.
Yeah. I can't remember
aware.
If anyone was smoking. Yeah, I know.
I was super aware because my pregnant wife. So I'm like, get moving. Let's move. Get out of here.
No secondhand smoke for my kid.
Right.
Yeah, what's that kid's name again?
We don't have one yet.
What's the nickname that you use?
What's the nickname?
Just say it.
Just say it.
We don't have anything right now.
You're a liar. Listen to him.
You are lying.
I am lying. You know why? It's because I haven't gotten her consent to give
text
the name.
Text her and find out. Just
no, we don't really have any.
So wait a minute.
They named it. Did you hear that? I don't have her consent to give the name yet.
Any what? Names yet is
no,
what they
BS.
No, you've named the child.
That's ridiculous.
Name the child.
They name the child and they call the child. They call the bump by its name.
What's the name?
Embrace it.
What'd he say?
What?
It's amazing.
It's amazing?
He said embrace it. It's amazing.
You're naming the kid Kim.
Is the kid's name Kim?
Oh, that's a
is
good
it
idea.
Kim?
No, it's not.
What are you calling the baby in the womb right now?
Wombie? No, you is don't get to change you...
I'm still what? On my story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Get back to your story.
This is the story.
Text her right now and find out if you can
I
give
don't have
the,
her number
and
she doesn't ever respond to my
Facebook. I'm not talking to
Facebook.
You.
God.
It's not your pregnant wife.
He's not going to do anything we ask him to do.
Please
I'm
do
texting.
It.
You going to play ball?
No, you're not.
You do the ball. Same thing.
Balls.
Yeah.
Laws changing from state to state.
Oh, right.
This is the thing that trips tourists out when they come to America.
Right.
You can have pot in Oregon, but you can't have pot in Nevada.
Right.
Price tags that don't include the tax.
Oh.
That's because the tax is different depending on where you go.
Where you are, right.
And that could be just county tax.
Right. That's interesting. I didn't think of that. I don't know that I've ever noticed that. I did notice that we didn't seem to be paying additional tax on a lot of things that we bought in Germany recently, but it was, I don't know, maybe it is just included in the price.
Did you watch TV in Germany?
I didn't.
They say tourists from other countries have trouble with the commercial breaks on TV shows being so long here.
Really?
All the different flavors and varieties of foods like Oreos and Cheez-Its Restaurant serving water with ice cubes in it, even in the winter.
Funny. Ice cubes are a thing. I guess we just love them. I do.
Are massive highways and massive cars on them. And cranking the air conditioner on full blast everywhere during the summer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
it's how we roll.
We're trying not to be sweaty and smelly.
Right. And over there, they're trying not to. They just don't seem to care about it.
Yeah, take a hint.
Yeah. Put some GD ice in my drink and turn on the GD air conditioner.
Get used to you. You get used to your shirt not being stuck to your back.
Yeah. But you get used to your shirt being stuck to your back.
No, you don't.
They do. And by they, I'm talking my most recent trip where it was 95 degrees and humid every day and no one has air conditioning on. Even in the museums, I'm telling you, we're walking around this museum. I'm like, oh my God, crack a window. Like somebody, please. I'm like inhaling muggy dust in this place.
And BO.
Oh man, the BO's out of control there. Out of control.
You want to know the commercial differences between Europe and the U.S.?
Yes.
In the U.S., you can do 14 minutes of commercials an hour on TV, and in Europe, it's 12 minutes.
That's not that much different.
Yeah.
Put these in the order of importance, please.
For me personally?
For you personally. Okay. Sex, alcohol, chocolate, Wi-Fi.
Here we go.
I don't care about chocolate at
all. Okay, so that's fourth.
Wi-Fi, sex, alcohol.
Alcohol's the number one thing on your list?
No, that's number three. Number one's Wi-Fi.
She said Wi-Fi is number one.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. Sex is fine. I know I'm getting that. It's not like this, you know, thing that I'm on the hunt for, so I don't even have... And alcohol, whatever. I don't know.
Did you drink this weekend?
I did.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you drink almost every weekend. You'd think it'd be...
Well, I have sex almost every weekend, too, so it's, all right. You know.
What about you? Sex, alcohol, chocolate, Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi first, because I need that.
It's pretty important, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
Love my Wi-Fi.
It is the number one thing people chose, too.
Yeah.
You got to have your Wi-Fi.
Well, how else are you going to get your porn? I mean, come on.
Food's not on that list?
No, sex.
I know, I love food.
Alcohol.
I could do without chocolate.
Chocolate.
Completely.
Yeah, chocolate.
Wi-Fi.
Forget it.
Okay, so chocolate keeps losing. That's fair.
Yeah, I guess alcohol and then sex.
Oh, so Wi-Fi, alcohol, then sex.
Because they probably have more alcohol than sex.
Oh, by how much you have?
So alcohol is number two.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess if you're ranking it like that, I'd have to say alcohol and then sex.
So alcohol is number two for you too.
I don't know. I'm not positive. Are we? Is it I'm what having... do I like the most, or what can I give up first?
Yeah. What? Can you repeat it?
Yeah. Well, how exactly are we supposed to make this determination? And you need to do this ranking.
A new
as well.
Survey asked people which of these four things is the most important to them on a daily basis, and put them in order.
Oh, okay, well then, yeah. I'll stick with mine.
I'm going Wi-Fi, sex, alcohol.
Okay, I'm going Wi-Fi, alcohol.
Alcohol, sex.
What are you saying?
Wi-Fi, sex, chocolate, alcohol doesn't even rank.
Yeah.
And I do like a little bite of chocolate a day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You've said that, yeah. That you have like, a, you know, one of those mini bars. Hey, Hooman, do the ranking.
I don't know. You guys, you got to get to the next
I mean,
bar,
sex right? Is obviously off, right?
Well, it depends.
So Wi-Fi is number one.
So we're just talking about me today or me if I was married?
No, just you as a person today, right now, rank these
you
things.
If you was married.
On that list.
All right, you if you were married.
Me if I was married, I'd put sex number one.
Sex number one. Oh.
But me today, I'd put chocolate number one.
Chocolate?
Yeah, over Wi-Fi and alcohol.
But you're always
online.
Always online.
Yeah, but I don't have Wi-Fi at
home.
Yeah, what else am I going to do here? I got to look up stuff like commercial times and stuff like that for you guys.
I am flabbergasted.
But why are you flabbergasted?
That's why you spend so much time here is because there's Wi-Fi here.
Yeah, every
I
once in
a while. I think you got to say Wi-Fi.
Every once in a while.
Every day.
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi?
No, I wouldn't pick Wi-Fi as number one.
All right, well, it's your decision.
Yeah, I guess.
Thanks. I wasn't Brand debating
you
wanted, yours.
Did you have
a... I want to say my order now. Okay, I want chocolate, okay. Wi-Fi, alcohol, sex.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. That's the best order.
Brinny?
Yeah, Wi-Fi, sex, and chocolate.
Wi-Fi, sex, and chocolate.
You put Wi-Fi above sex, Bryn?
I mean, it's almost like a coin toss for me, to be honest.
So
like
it's sex.
They're both very important.
So where's alcohol on that?
It's fourth.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean...
Chocolate before alcohol?
Have you seen me eat?
I've seen you drink.
Have you seen... Or what,
yeah.
What
yeah.
Do you think he drinks as much as you do?
I think he drinks more than I do.
Oh, yeah. Bryn drinks... Bryn
well,
rivals
no,
Uzette.
I don't. I mean... Well,
you rival Uzette?
Do I, Uzi?
I don't know. I'm not with you all the time.
No, I know, but when we have drinks together...
No. But on a daily basis,
no,
you think you rival Uzi?
I don't drink that much. I don't think I do. I get super red off of
yeah,
beer.
I know.
Or
one, beer.
One drink. I'm like...
But you drink during the week, don't you?
Here and there, but not much. Everybody looks at me like I'm plastered after one drink. I'm like,
your face gets all
had a
red.
Beer, but I'm super red.
Alcohol yeah, just so immediately pulls.
Yeah, I have like an allergic
What's
reaction.
What's Vinny's
to it,
order?
I already gave it.
Do you drink every day?
No, I don't.
Huh.
But I'll drink on a weeknight here and there, yeah. Wine.
When you
beer.
Say drink, you mean a drink or like.
Yeah,
let
a couple
me get
drinks. I never have more than three drinks. Three is like my max.
But on the weekend, you have more than three.
I have more than three over the course of a few hours, many hours.
Right.
I can't do more than three in a night, really.
What?
Three is like usually my limit. Three.
You can't
eight.
Have 10 beers on a
I
Friday
can't,
night.
No, I'll feel like throwing up. For sure. After five drinks, I'm
you
like,
hear that?
Boy,
no?
You and alcohol don't have a
no,
good
I don't
relationship.
Mix, yeah. Not
Uzi's
friends.
Like, you're not even in my class, kid. You're nowhere near me.
Well, hey, Vinny, what was your one and two?
Wi-Fi and sex. Oh. I would put sex above it if I didn't work and need... The Wi-Fi, but we need,
mm-hmm.
I
exactly.
use the internet.
Right.
I'm telling you guys, over the weekend, excuse me, I'm sitting there looking at my Instagram and all of a sudden I'm seeing Charlottesville.
Mm-hmm.
It's like on repeat and I'm going, all right, I don't know what I missed,
I
but something
look.
Happened. It was like after my mountain bike ride or something
yeah.
and I finally went, let me go look. You got to check stuff out.
Right. I saw it right before we went to Outside Lands, and there was some mention of it from the stage.
Yeah, we were hearing it as we were walking around. We heard different band members mention it.
Not surprising.
Here we are,
everybody's
loving and
news breaks.
Here we are loving one another, and it's peaceful, but let's not forget about our brothers and sisters in Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Mm. How about a fast fact?
I'll have a fast fact, Benny.
Half of the U.S. presidents since 1929 have been left-handed.
Really?
Herbert Hoover, Harry Truman, Gerald Ford, George H.W., Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. And they say Ronald Reagan was ambidextrous. Left-handers.
That is very interesting because they're such a small part of the population as a whole.
I feel like when I watch TV or movies, I see so many actors with their left hand. And it just trips me out every time I see that because there's so many of them. Yeah. You know, you see an actor writing something down.
Mm-hmm. My kid's a lefty.
Yeah.
You want to know the percentage of left-handed people?
Sure.
Yes. What is the percentage?
I think it's the U.S. 10%.
Yeah, that's pretty low. Right?
Something just happened to our log over here. I'm not even listening.
You want me to do
left
another
stall,
one?
Stall. Stretch.
Yeah, you can do one more.
The Magic 8-Ball failed when it first came out in the 1940s because it wasn't an 8-Ball. It was just a regular ball called Psycho Seer.
Oh.
And then when they made it an 8-Ball, everyone went wild for it?
A billiards company in Cincinnati commissioned a line of them to look like 8-Balls and...
The Magic 8-Ball.
It shot off
mm-hmm.
from there.
I just got the thumbs up. We're going to take a quick break.
Bye.
I'm taking off. I'm going to go move my
All
kid
right.
into his dorm room.
Woo!
What? Woo! So I'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a good one. Vinny and everybody have to stay. They're going to stay and do another hour for you.
Sarah and Vinny.